You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are working our way through the Book of Acts. I hope you're enjoying this study. I'd love to hear back from you, friends. My email address, if you would like to write to me about anything from wanting a copy of something that you've heard to know more about me or my Bible translation or who I am or this ministry or where the church is that I pastor, you can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. For those of you here in Central Florida, WMIE and WWBC, that's Island Community Church, which is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30. For those of you on WDZY in Richmond, Virginia, why don't you come on down here to Florida and get out of the cold? And why don't you come by and worship with us 1 week? Love to see you. Love to meet you here on the radio. We're continuing our look through Acts chapter 13. We're going to hear now the early developments of what it means to be justified. We're going to look at Paul's first sermon. We're going to get to that. We're going to start off this sermon here looking at the death of Herod. Finally, this wicked man who saw to the death of James, John's brother, and locked up Pete and put him in jail and expected him to die until his miraculous breakthrough. That was on my last sermon. You can listen to that. I encourage you to listen to that. You'd find that on my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Here today, again, we're going to wrap up chapter 12 and then get into chapter 13. At the end of this message, we're going to hear for the very first time the Apostle Paul telling us how to be justified, how the law of Moses could never justify you, and how we can be justified and what that means. Here's part one now of this message. What a great account last week of Peter's escape from prison. Everyone remember that from last week? And the humorous look at what happened once he escaped. Now let's pick it up here in chapter 12. Let's pick it up in verse 20. And let's see the end of Herod today. Now Herod had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but they, that is the people of Tyre and Sidon, they came to him with one accord, and having made Blastus, the king's personal aide, their friend, they asked for peace, because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne, and he gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. See, now this was not a long time coming here for Herod.
Notice he didn't have much time to repent. For that matter, notice he doesn't even say anything. He didn't even speak. He must have said something really bad in this speech. But here he doesn't even say anything. No time to repent. Repentance was, he was too far gone for that. And he didn't speak. Herod's killed on the spot without speaking. For a sin of omission, as we call it. That is, something he didn't do. Like Peter said a few chapters back, pray you'll be forgiven for the thoughts of your mind. You'll also find in the Sermon on the Mount, much of what Jesus said dealt with our thoughts. Your thoughts condemn you too. He prayed, whoever thinks about in their mind about committing adultery has committed it. Your thoughts convict you. Your thoughts condemn you. And I pity the fool that wants to try to keep the law in order to be right with God. What are you going to do with your thoughts and your thought life? Now, verse 25 and then on to chapter 13. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry. They also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Mark is whose house the disciples were gathered together in the last chapter, praying for Peter's release. Mark ended up being really close with Peter, so we're fairly certain Mark's gospel comes directly from Peter. Okay, verse 1. Now, in the church that was at Antioch, we got visuals today. Now, all right, look at that. Now, in the church that was at Antioch, gotta love her, Lord. There were certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas, and I don't mean Collins, Simeon, who's called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, it's an insider, right? Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them, unquote. Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Notice the quotation marks around the words of the Holy Spirit. That is, the Holy Spirit is a person. He speaks. He's not wind. He's not an inanimate object. He is a person. He speaks. He speaks with his own voice. Jesus said, baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You cannot grieve wind. He is a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. We believe in the Trinity here at this church. The Holy Spirit is God. But he's the third person, like the song. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. So you see him speaking here. It's one of the few times in the Bible you'll find quotation marks around the Holy Spirit speaking. The others in Revelation chapter 14. So separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them. Now, from here on out, it's a great place to follow along. In the back of your Bible in the map section, or now, Carol's got it up here on the screen for us. So as maybe not to be distracted instead of looking in the back of your Bible. Verse 4. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia. And from there, they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. That is John Mark. Now, when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul, and he sought to hear the word of God. Now remember, Bar in Hebrew means what? Huh? Son. Son. And the Greek word translated sorcerer is, wait for it. Anybody know? Magi. Magi. Whether he was one of the originals or not, Lord only knows. King James calls them wise men. You hear the story every Christmas. The three wise men. Magi. They learned from Daniel. Wise men from the east. This guy was one of these guys. Also the one who had a run-in with Peter, whose name was Simon Magus. Magi. Magi is plural. Magus. M-A-G-U-S is singular. Bar-Jesus. Who followed. Okay. But now, verse 8. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated. Elymas is Arabic name. Elymas Magus. But Elymas, the sorcerer, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. And there you have Satan's plan every time, which is carried out by his emissaries, to turn people away from the faith. That's what he does. It's a simple formula. Satan studies you your entire life. He knows your weaknesses. He knows just the buttons to push with you. He knows where you're weak. And then, at an opportune time, his minions will attack you at that place where they think they can get you to turn away from the faith. You doubt me? That's what they did with Jesus, right? Eat, you're hungry. He goes 40 days without eating. So Satan shows up and says, if you are the Son of God, then turn this rock into a loaf of rye bread. Or better yet, Italian bread. Or throw yourself down from here. See, this life is a fight. It's a spiritual battle designed to destroy you. Please don't forget that. This is a spiritual battle that's going on. James said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. There are other examples too. Now, I'm working on this theme here of what this magi did here to turn people away from the faith. Think of a child who comes home from church and joyfully tells his parents or grandparents, oh, I received Jesus today. While their mother or father or grandmother tells them, no, you're too young for that. Maybe in another 10 years or so, Johnny.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.